good to be here on Easter morning to celebrate Easter together. I suppose just by way of explanation for the change in order, I was thinking, well, we had talked about maybe it would be nice to break bread on Sunday morning together at Easter. And I suppose there was a little bit of conflict in my mind because the breaking of bread is about Jesus' death, and Easter is not just about Jesus' death. There are two distinct parts of Easter. Jesus' death on the cross for our sins, and also his resurrection. So in the first part, we're just going to focus our minds on Jesus' death, the first part. And in the second part, we'll think about the resurrection. And the verse that came to mind was Romans chapter 4 and verse 25. It says, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." So sometimes we focus on the negative aspects of Jesus' death, his cruel torture, the injustice. But do you know that if we trust in Jesus to forgive our sins, his death becomes our death? This Easter, let's not forget to remember our own death. Romans chapter 6 says, "Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We therefore were buried with him through the baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we certainly also will be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that the old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin." And this is where it gets personal to us. Freedom from sin, the freedom from sin through death, comes through Jesus, his death on the cross. And that's what we remember this morning through breaking bread together. We remember Jesus' death. And he gave us instruction about how to remember his death. In 1 Corinthians 11, Jesus instructed his disciples on the night he was betrayed. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And in Matthew 26, he says, "Drink it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So when we come to the Lord's table, it is not Jesus' resurrection we remember. The bread and the wine are there as symbols to remind us of his death for the forgiveness of our sins. The cost of the forgiveness of your sins is not only the death of Jesus. The cost of the forgiveness of your sins is not only the death of Jesus. Yes, Jesus took on himself the sins of the world. He suffered and died in my place as my substitute. Before you come to believe in Jesus, sin rules in your body. We might have the impression that we are free, that we have free will, that we can decide what we do. But it's not true. You are not free to decide to stop sinning. You are under its control, and there's nothing that you can do about it. The only way to be free is death. That's what it says in Romans 6. And do we not all feel this to be true? Paul says in Romans chapter 7, so I find this law at work. Although I want to do what is good, evil is there right with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work in me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? So again, I say the only way that we can be free is death. And as we remember Jesus' death by eating bread and wine, let us also remember our death. We are united with him in a death like his. Our old self, riddled and in slavery to sin, was crucified with Jesus, if we are united to him. Of course, we still feel the effects of sin this side of eternity. But as a status, spiritually speaking, before God, your old life, your old sinful self, is dead. The slate is wiped clean. Your guilt is no more. The debt of sin and guilt has been fully paid for in blood. So let's remember the price Jesus paid as our substitute, clearing forever the debt of sin that we owed. And let us remember that our old sinful self is united with Christ in his death. It is no more. So let's take a few minutes now and think about Jesus' death on the cross and our death with him. If we believe in him, the truth is that our old selves have died and are no more. So I invite you, if you're following Jesus, to break bread and to drink this wine with us. And if you're not sure, or if you're not, just let it pass. But let's think about these things now as we share the bread and the wine together.
Just pray. Lord Jesus, as we think about your death this Easter, we want to give you thanks and praise because of your selfless love for us, that you took your sins on our sins on your own shoulders and died the death that we deserved. And Lord, beyond that, we think about our own lives and how hopeless that we were without you. We have no power to stop sinning, and we would stand guilty before you if it were not for Jesus and his body broken. So as we take this bread and this wine together, we ask that you'd help us to remember what you have done for us, and also that our old life of sin is dead and gone, that before you we stand spotless because of Jesus' sacrifice. So we want to thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And if we can sing it after, great. It's 788, and it goes, "You are beautiful." Again, if you have your hymn books, we actually have the kids talk first. I'll invite Annabelle to come, and I know we haven't too many children here, but we have some children, and that's great. So if Annabelle can come and do the children's talk this morning. Thanks, Annabelle.